you for joining us on this Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk. Another opportunity to be around God's Word together, and so looking forward to that. So Ephesians chapter 2, pick it up in verse 11. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcised by what is called the circumcised, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ, you who were once afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in the flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in the ordinances, that he might create in himself a one new man in place of two, so making peace and might reconcile us to God by one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. So it's an interesting word to the church at Ephesus. You've got the Gentiles, you've got the Jews. We know as you read through your Bible, there is a big line of contention, hatred for one another, dislike for one another, opposition to one another. But because of the gospel, and because God is a God of grace and God is a God of mercy, he has opened up what was once for the Jews, he has now made available to the Gentiles. Now, obviously, that's not going to just take away all the likes and dislikes, all the traditions. You know, for years, one family could be mad at another family member because of a football game. Here you've got years of training, Jew, Gentile, separation, don't want to be part of that group, dislike that group. They're not like us. And so as you read through Ephesians chapter 2, again, God's words to the church at Ephesus, using the hand of Paul, what did he want that church to be made aware of? That you were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant promise, having no hope. If you're alive in Paul's day, to be able to watch what this God of Israel had done to protect the God of Israel, the stories were around, people were talking about it, you would almost want to be part of that. You'd want to say, hey, God, what about me? And so now you have a group that was not allowed to be part of it. They were strangers to the covenant promise. They didn't have hope, and they were without God in the world. But now, in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near. How? By the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace. So again, I don't know, people are probably going to get tired of me saying this over and over and over again throughout the years of ministry, but where is our hope found in? The blood of Jesus, the cross. Nothing more, nothing less. 14, for he himself is our peace, who has made us one and has broken down the dividing wall. So here you've got the God of Israel saying, hey, look, I love the Jews for history, for years. I've coveted them, cared for them, protected them, provided for them, welcomed them back when they walked away. Now, Gentiles, we're going to let you in. There's not going to be any more discrimination. You will be part of this. How are you going to become part of that? Not by anything that you do, but the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And if you go over to verse 16, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. How are we going to get these two people together? How's it going to happen again? Through the cross. What's going to happen? Reconciliation. How's it going to happen? Through the cross. Now, over time, hopefully with the power of the Holy Spirit, that animosity, that dislike, the hostility would go away, because now I'm no longer looking at that individual. As if I'm a Gentile looking at a Jew, that I don't have what they have, that I'm mad at them. No, I get opportunity because of the gospel, because of the cross, that hostility is now gone, and God has done something, what we call reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation. He brought them together as one family. We'll see that as we move along. But so for you and I today, again, there's only one thing that could change a life, and that's the gospel. There's only one reason the church at Ephesus was blessed, because they said yes to Jesus. for you and I, it's the gospel. It has to be the main thing of who we are as an individual. And then maybe God's going to ask you, or maybe you need to ask yourself, is there people that I might have hostility towards? Or are there individuals that I have a problem with? And maybe the gospel will let you go in a direction to let those people off the hook. Offer forgiveness to them and then continue on in your spiritual growth. So thank you for joining us on a Let's Talk. Crazy week, so sorry Susan's not with us this week, but we'll try better to work out our calendars to be able to sit and talk about it. It's always fun for me to have her voice around God's word too. So Jesus, we thank you for this day, the opportunity to walk with you, to know you, to be found by you through your grace, through the shed blood of your son, that we have hope today. So even though we are walking in hostility, we have you today. And so thank you for wanting a relationship with us, sending Jesus to die for us so that we could have hope today. May we rest well in your hope today. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.